Unit 3. Dialogue. Language points. Do and make. Does your mother do most of the housework in your family?
Yes. Usually, my mother does the cooking. She makes the 3 meals.
How about the washing up?
I always have to do the washing up.
And the beds?
Each of us has to make his or her own bed.
And the shopping?
In most cases, my mother does the shopping.
I don't think you ever go to the market to buy food for the family, do you?
I do go to the market on Sundays with my father or mother.
Listening comprehension. Listen and fill in the blanks. One. Do be careful.
Two. You have made a good beginning.
Three. They make trouble everywhere.
Four. I'm terribly late. I do apologize.
Five. We have already made arrangements for you to leave tomorrow.
Six. Mary, do answer the door.
Seven. Let me make you some fresh tea.
Eight. Do you do much sewing?
Nine. A single flower does not make a spring.
Ten. I did much washing yesterday.
Text. Trees. New words and expressions. Shade.
Shade.
Drought.
Drought.
Eagerness.
Eagerness.
Profit.
Profit.
Worship.
Worship.
Empire.
Empire.
Soil.
Soil.
Starvation.
Starvation.
Plentiful.
Plentiful.
Persuade.
Persuade.
Charcoal.
Charcoal.
Lazy.
Lazy.
Unless.
Unless.
Educate.
Educate.
Villager.
Villager.
Grandson.
Grandson.
Root.
Root.
Bind.
Bind.
worthless.
Worthless.
Desert.
Desert.
Trees are useful to man in three very important ways. They provide him with wood and other products. They give him shade, and they help to prevent droughts and floods. Unfortunately, in many parts of the world, people have not realized that the third of these services is the most important. In their eagerness to draw quick profit from the trees, they have cut them down in large numbers, only to find that without them they have lost the best friends they had. 2,000 years ago, a rich and powerful country cut down its trees to build warships with which to gain itself an empire. It gained the empire, but without its trees, its soil became hard and poor. When the empire fell to pieces, the home country found itself faced with floods and starvation. Even though a government realizes the importance of a plentiful supply of trees, it is difficult for it to persuade the villagers to see this. The villagers want wood to cook their food with. They can earn money by making charcoal or selling wood to the townsmen. They are usually too lazy or too careless to plant and look after new trees. So, unless the government has a good system of control or can educate the people, the forests will slowly disappear. This does not only mean that the villagers' sons and grandsons have fewer trees. The results are even more serious. For where there are trees, their roots break the soil up, allowing the rain to sink in and also bind the soil, thus preventing its being washed away easily. But where there are no trees, the rain falls on hard ground and flows away from the surface, causing floods and carrying away with it the rich topsoil in which crops grow so well. When all the topsoil is gone, nothing remains but a worthless desert.